I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The harsh religion code in Belarus is being used to punish Christians. The law cracks down on those worshiping without official permission. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says their partner, New Life Church in Minsk, faces massive fines for unauthorized worship. But Penner says the church in Belarus won't be stopped.
They are dedicated that they're going to continue to reach out. They're going to continue to try to do evangelistic work in this country. But that by no means means that's going to be easy. I don't think you're going to see a situation where Belarusian evangelists or pastors are going to get arrested, but you're going to see these incredibly heavy fines, which are going to put tremendous burden on the churches.
Next, 40 million people are HIV positive in the world. 50 million children are orphaned because of AIDS. It's an issue that's largely been ignored by Christians, especially in the U.S. Beginning Thursday, the Global Missions Health Conference will address this issue in a three-day event. Food for the Hungry's Ben Homan is praying that,
as evangelical leaders, that we would not sit back and watch others respond, but that we would lead the effort. I certainly believe that the church is coming around and awakening to the leadership role that God would have for us.
And famine has long been associated with the lack of food in Africa. But there is another famine that could be even worse, a Bible famine. With thousands coming to Christ in Africa, there just aren't enough Bibles to go around. The Bible League's trying to remedy that with their End the Bible Famine, God's Hope for Africa radio campaign. The goal is to raise $300,000 by December 31st. $250,000 have already been pledged. The Bibles will help with evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call, 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.